But by nature, and I'm going to interject, by nature, aren't parks normally used by those that live in the area?
The intent.
Unless you have a destination park like Kayla's group. But is it mostly the people in that surrounding area? I know. I mean.
Based on our service radius areas for certain parks, they're intended to be easily accessible to people immediately adjacent to them. So, by example, a neighborhood park, we don't want children to have to cross an arterial street to get to that park. So the idea would be the people within a certain boundary of arterial streets within that can get to this park by walking or biking, and mainly we're concerned about kids that might access the park.
And that's my only cross-examination for the witness, Your Honor.
Thank you. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I missed what you said the acreage was for Lions 1 and 2.
Lions 1 is 14 acres.
Okay.
Lions 2, which is absolutely separated, 21 acres.
Okay.
That's according to the city website.
According to the comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, which I have in my briefcase and spent a lot of time reading it, Lions Legend 1 and 2 are tied together as Phase 1 and Phase 2 as a community park in our comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. They're also listed on the sheet within several documents, and I have it here from the 2011 Ruckert-Milkey update, that it is listed specifically, Lions Legend, under a community park, whereas if Pleasant View is in a completely different category. And I could pass this sheet around because it didn't change from 2011 to the 2015. If anyone doesn't trust my word on that, here it is. You can take a look at it. Completely two different classifications. I have spent a lot of time on this, and I've heard from an estimated at least 20 residents. I can add tonight all the folks that spoke here, which is an awful lot of people. And considering this is an Easter holiday and a change council meeting from a Tuesday to a Monday, that's probably one of the most significant. I don't even think that some of the other items we've had that many people speak on. But there's a significant amount of history and current information that could help us make a fiscally responsible and informed decision. And I'm only the voice for my residents. And as I said, I've heard from a lot of them. And so that's my job. That's all of our job, is to try to support our community and our residents. So I've broken my issues down to a few categories. And I'm going to start with the design. Mr. Morrow, there's a design on the table in front of you. Could you open that up, please? This is design that we hired and paid Grave to do in 2014. This 2014 design, which is the as-built design, I believe I have the floor. And I sat here and listened through the whole jury and trial thing about the...
Well,
so,
Alderwoman, I'm sorry that you felt that way, but the reality is we've spent hundreds of man hours on just this one item over the past 3 weeks.
Okay, so a couple more won't matter then.
So, no. What I'm saying is your residents have your talking points. Most of them are not correct. So that's why I asked the
my residents were giving photograph copies of all city documents, and I have a copy here of what I provided. I didn't get them my talking points.
You're quick to point out when I interrupt you, you're interrupting me. Okay. This is exactly why I have staff here. Because staff, they don't care what gets put in. They're following directions. Their direction was to a design similar to Vernon Bark. As a matter of fact, the request was to copy Vernon Bark. Here you go.
Okay, so do I have the floor now?
Mr. Morrow, sure.
Okay. Mr. Morrow, are you able to point out where the pavilion would go on that plan? Because, okay. Now, according to the 1-inch equals 60 feet up there, that little area, which is sandwiched between the trail and the tennis court, is 1,800 square feet. So, and I noticed in the council package it's 1,600, but it's actually 1,800. So if we make a 3,000 square foot, I'm wondering if that's going to fit in there, because on this plan, which is an amendment, augments that plan, it looks like there's like a skating pond, which is one of the things you mentioned, that sits right where that would be. So you'd have to put this one up there to oversee that. But all the items that you talked about that were on the plan were in here. So I just want to make sure, depending on, I'm not going to make a motion for 3,000 square feet. I've heard enough residents say no. And that's a community-sized park. I just showed you community-sized park is what Lions Legend has combined. And that acreage is more than Pleasant View Park. Pleasant View Park is 23.4, and it's 15 buildable acres, and that's, again, in the Ruckert-Milkey study. So the buildable area is quite small due to woodlands and wetlands and floodplains, and then you take away the stormwater basin and the parking lot and the trail and the things that are already in there. There's not as much land left, considering there's a big steep hill up on the side. So, Mr. Mao, if we put in a 2,400 square foot, will it still fit in that location where Graves' 2014 plan has 1,800 square feet?
I haven't staked it out.
Well, it's very important for this council to try to decide if we're not sure if a 2,400 square foot building will fit between that. And that's where the water and sewer lines are, because I did check into that. We would have to then add extra costs to move our water and sewer lines and have that done as well, because they go right up to where that is. So I guess then I would have to make my motion contingent upon verifying it can fit in that space, because this is the plan that was presented to the public. This is the plan that we paid for. And then at some point it changed to 2,400. I don't know how this is different than that. I don't know how that happened or when it happened, but I'm just calling your attention that I'm concerned that it won't fit. So I covered that one. So the design in all the documents does say enclosed. Almost every document I saw that said 2,400 square feet did say enclosed. I would concede to that. I was concerned that the public did not have input. When it came to the council, when Alderman Taylor made the motion and Alderman Nelson seconded it, they were supposed to look at the parking. And in that actual document, we didn't have an enclosed pavilion presented to us. In the meantime, Glenn had taken an email and sent it to staff and asked them to meet with him, and the next thing you know was getting enclosed. That wasn't a public process. That is one of the reasons why I wanted it here before you, so you would know that we're moving towards enclosing it. I can live with the enclosing it because it is in all the documents. I did check that. Regardless if it was presented to us or not. As far as the next item is the need. The 2015 information in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, and I might as well just pull that out. This is the document. It's kind of like the Bible for the Park Commission. This is the one that was adopted when Mayor Taylor was here. Alderman Olson was the only no vote on this document, just by the way.
That's correct.
He wanted a 3,000 square foot building then. That's why he voted no.
So in the court plan, the need is mentioned. The needs assessment mentions a pavilion, but it also every document mentions it as a neighborhood park. In fact, the corp update states only District 6 is the area that is in need of a park. It says that Pleasant View doesn't even, it's accomplished. The needs for the park are accomplished. So there are these service areas that Mr. Sumwalt mentioned, and I have a map of that in my documents here somewhere, but the The map shows the circular areas. Here it is, right here. Ms. Liberta, could you just put that up there for me real quick? This is how the areas are determined on where you need to have the parks. These circular sections, you can see all the yellow sections overlap. And look at poor Alderman Nelson's district. He doesn't have a park out there. So I think we could be better served by putting a smaller one here and then looking at some additional, since we do have money in the budget right now for purchasing land, specifically 9 acres for a neighborhood park in District 6, I believe. So, and then there was a statement said that we must build this Pleasant View for growth. That was accomplished in the 2015 needs assessment when we updated that for Kayla's crew. As the council members might not know, some of them you are new, you can't spend impact fees unless the project is in the plan. That is why in 2015 we hired Rupert Milkey, updated the plan, included Kayla's crew, and that's at the point when Pleasant View Pavilion was increased. And it was increased because it took into consideration accommodating a 3% growth. Or 3% growth. The current plan, the 225 plan, the impact fee study updated this to, I believe, 2030 or 2035, maybe, Mr. Sumwalt, since he's 2030. So it was a five-year update to this at a 3% growth. So the question is, do we need to build for growth? No. This took into consideration the impact fee further updated that. So there is no additional growth if it's already compensated for in the needs assessment. Also on the need, on the plumbing code and the parking and the rental capacity. I'm not sure, as one of the residents asked, they wanted to know what is going to be the rental capacity of this neighborhood park. The community park rental capacity is set at 149. That's a community park. I would think a neighborhood park would be somewhat less than that. But in your council packet, on page 137, you'll see the plumbing code. The plumbing code requires one men's facility per 75 and one for every 40 for women. So doing those calculations, even at 7 facilities, this will max out the parking lot since there are only 45 parking spots. And then in staff's own calculations within the council agenda, they gave in 2017, September 2017, on page 141, Glenn and Oren sent an email saying they were going to base it off 20 picnic tables instead of the parking spaces. 20 picnic tables is the maximum size of Vernon Barr Community Park. It says in their own document that the picnic tables at Vernon Barr hold between 16 and 20. So we took a community-sized park, took the largest number of picnic tables, and determined that 160 people govern this park. Well, you don't need 13 bathrooms to govern 116 people, even if you put people on the trail and, you know, 20 people out there, dog sledding or whatever. So the cost is the next item. In 2014, Mayor Taylor was the mayor at that point. In 2014, the budget was $181,700, about $182,000 for the neighborhood park. In 2015, with a 3% growth, I keep saying that, the amount was $232,800. Then we did the impact fee study with the Kalis Park. And lo and behold, in 2016, Pleasant View Park Pavilion went from $232,800 to $410,000, almost an 80% increase in the price of that pavilion. Why would that be? I can't imagine why with 3% gross it would go that high. In 2017, as well as the last, all the way from 2014, every single capital improvement request page under the Parks Commission list says it's to be a one-story, 2,400-square-foot document. I'm reading from the 2017 budget. Now I'm turning to the 2018 budget. It says a one-story, approximately 2,400-square-foot enclosed park. That is where someone included my motion when it said it was supposed to be similar to Vern Barr Park, which got put into the budget. Thought that was kind of interesting. So that's the cost, and I would think that if we cut this down, we could cover some of the other park items that are on that sheet in the park plan. The most compelling argument I'm going to make for you tonight is the public input in open government. According to Act 2005, Wisconsin Act 477, there is a little section in there that says, before you do an impact fee ordinance, a public facilities needs assessment or revised public needs assessment needs to be prepared under this subsection and shall be available for the public inspection and a copy in the office of the clerk for the municipality at least 20 days before the hearing. So when we did the impact fee update with Rukert Milkey in 2011, we held a public hearing and we changed that. When we did the impact fee study in 2015, we held a public hearing to update that document. I have those public hearing notices here, if anyone needs to see that. And then we also had in the budget the 2,400 square feet within every budget, and within every budget this council knows we have a public hearing. So we've had two public hearings on impact fees, one public hearing on the park plan, at least, if not more, and four budget meetings, all that state the park is supposed to be 2,400 square feet, not 3,000, and it is a neighborhood park. There are other considerations, like the other neighborhood parks, for example, in the studies and the court plans say, Forest Hill Neighborhood Park, what should the size of the pavilion be? 2,400 square feet. Then the other considerations are that there are no other access points. And there is non-buildable land called Victory Creek Park adjoining this. So Pleasant View Park will never be this massive, active park that's going to require a large community facility. So I would really hold with my most compelling argument with the open government and the public input meetings that have all showed to the residents, including the neighborhood meeting that I held so they could be present, we were showing a plan of 2,400 square feet. And I don't think we should be veering from that plan. So I have a motion. Motion directs staff to pursue the design of an enclosed 2,400 square foot pavilion versus the 3,000 square feet for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park as previously sized and presented to the public within the last four city budgets, the comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, and their previous two impact needs assessments, all which were adopted for after notice for public hearings. and also to return with suggested items that can be accomplished within the planned facility needs. So, and I think I'd like to, I don't know what Mr. Merrill feels about the number of bathrooms that can fit in a 2,400 square foot, but I think the appropriate number would be 7, 3 men's, 3 women's, and 1 that both men and women could use. That would be a total of 7. And the sink facilities would be appropriate to those facilities. I'm asking your support on this based on the many government open public meetings that presented to the people here and all the residents in Franklin of what the size would be.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Now, I suggest that all of this could have been avoided by you just making a motion for a 2,400 square foot pavilion.
I thought it was important to put it on the record.
Any other discussion of
the motion? Just one quick question.
Alderman Mayor, and then Mr. Uber.
Where does the Park Commission fit in on all of this?
Evidently, they don't.
That's not true, Mayor, and that was not appropriate.
It is appropriate because your motion says come back with a design. The more appropriate motion would have been to refer this back to the Parks Commission for a design of a 2,400 square foot pavilion.
John's on Parks.
That's true. John's on Parks. He seconded the motion. He can handle it. I'm sure he can.
That's fine.
Public input. Mr. Roberta.
A wiser man than me probably wouldn't talk right now, but I think I can explain, at least give some background and probably what happened in some of the documents, because in moving the park impact fee stuff forward, I did work closely with Oren and the planning staff to move that forward, and helped prepare the memo in the packet, for example, was provided by me. I believe what happened, because putting that in the plan started with me meeting with Jerry Schaefer, talking about what's the appropriate, in Jerry Schaefer's opinion, kind of shelter. He said, do the one that we have at Vernon Bar. And we met there. He walked through. He says, these are the minor changes you would make. This is a great size shelter. That's how it happened. And I think what happened is if you look at the dimensions of the, I think you gave 75 by 40, and you back out what is probably approximately 15 feet of depth on that 40 width for your bathrooms and mechanical room. So that's where the 2,400 comes in. You back out that 15 feet, you're left with a 40 by 60. So you've got 2,400 square foot of shelter space on a 3,000 square foot footprint. So that's why, because in just about every one of the documents and meetings where it talks about 2,400, if you went back to the minutes, or the, probably not the minutes, but at least the meetings and the discussion, it's always just like Vernon Barg, just like Vernon Barg. So there's a clear discrepancy, and probably stems from a misunderstanding between Jerry Schaefer and myself that then carried itself forward in the documents. So to the public who heard that, and how it ended up in the documents, I probably played a role in that. But from the beginning, the discussion has been like Vernon Barg, but it has also been
similar.
2,400 square foot. And that confusion is probably 2,400 square foot of functional meeting space, 600 square foot of bathrooms and mechanical rooms gives you the Vernon Barg building, which is that 75 by 40. So that, if anyone's wondering how these two different things could have happened, I could probably drag it up, and that's probably how that distinction happened, because I was in those early discussions of developing that shape that made it into the plan and the impact fee study, because I guided and wrote portions of that. So that's probably where those two numbers come from.
And it was similar, too, because my motion is in the budget.
Yeah.
It actually says similar, and you were saying just like.
I agree. Similar,
okay.
Too.
But it's not going to fit in that space on that design that we paid for by Grafe. So that's.
I'm not arguing with any of those
okay.
points.
All right.
I've heard a lot of people throw those two numbers and say what happened. I'm fairly confident, based upon it started with Jerry Schaefer,
kind of mustard,
that that's what happened.
In a dining room with a candlestick.
Anyone else? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item G20 at 820, page 147, authorization for...
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Are we ready now? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G21, page 155, is an ordinance to amend the municipal code to make St. Martin's first Monday of the month fair 3 to 7.
So moved.
So moved.
I'll second. That's your district, right?
Yours.
I didn't get who made it.
Let's try this again. Alderman Nelson makes the motion. Alderman Mayer seconds.
That's good.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
I have a first one, Holterman, approve with a letter, and all the rest are approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. There is a typo in the voucher, so listen as I read it. Item I1, is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of April 2nd, 2018, the amount of $2,448,603.67, and payroll dated March 30th, 2018, in the amount of $418,278.44, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount, here's the problem, in the amount of $405,171.20, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated April 13, 2018, in the amount estimated at $382,000, and payments to various payroll deductions estimated at $210,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date of April 2nd in the amount of $3,633,201.67. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Our motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.